Target on Worship Radio 247.
Indeed, it's the Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247. And great to get your company, it is as well. Yesterday, we were looking at 1 Peter, the third chapter, and we looked at verse 1 and went into 2 because it ran into 2, as it were. If you look at it, you'll see. In the same way, you wives must accept authority from your husbands, even if some refuse to obey the good news, your godly lives will speak to them without any words. They will be won over by observing your pure and reverent lives. Now, yesterday I was looking at that, and I was looking at the whole subject of authority. And as I went to bed last night, I was thinking through some of the things I'd said. And I completely and utterly agree with what I said, of course. But I believe this, beloved, I believe this, that women, I want you to imagine, I'm trying to get my thoughts around this, I want you to try and imagine a time before women had the vote. In 1895, I think it was, they started the suffragette movement to get votes for women. And it started as a peaceable sort of protest, and it became very, what's the word I'm looking for? It wasn't violent, I wouldn't have said, but it was very intense, if you wish. And because it was so intense, some of those women went to prison for what they believed. Now, today, we accept women having the vote. Yet there are many in the Christian church that don't accept women as equals. They regard them as being subservient to them. And I completely disagree with this. But where Paul is going with this, he's asking us, I believe, not Peter, Paul, rather, where Peter is going with this, I believe that Peter is wanting us to understand that women are equal. You wives must accept authority from your husband, sure. Because God gives man the authority over a woman, as God gives a pastor authority over a church. But it does not mean to say that the pastor of the church or the husband has to give the wife orders. It is because of the way the government, God has, how can I put this? This is really difficult. It's the way God has put things in place, if you will. But it doesn't mean to say that women are less than men. I believe we are all created equal, and I will go to my deathbed believing that. And so therefore, I believe that a woman can preach in a church. Look at Joyce Meyer. Look at Joyce Meyer's ministry. She is under the authority of her husband, of course she is, but she's still bringing God's word, and it is so anointed. Now, I know this. If women were not supposed to be preaching in the churches, then they would have no anointing. That I know. I know. Because believe you me, beloved, there are many men that are preaching in the churches that have no anointing at all, and thus no authority. Yet they still do it. Do you see where I'm going with this? These instructions for women continue, and we're now at verse 3. Don't be concerned about the outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, or beautiful clothes. Peter goes on to say, you should clothe yourselves instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. You see, beloved, when we're looking at this, we're looking at how we are as people. And I'm talking about women today. I will be talking about men soon, because instructions for husband is coming up. And believe you me, those instructions are amazing. But what Peter is saying here is you don't need to dress yourself up and adorn yourself with jewels and things. Because your beauty comes from within. Your beauty is already there. and if you are loving the Lord Jesus Christ, as I know you do, then that beauty and the love of God is going to shine through with such reverence that it'll be so attractive, more attractive than gold and silver and jewels. There are many that don't believe this. There are many that believe that women should be painted and should be beautiful to look at. But many women that are beautiful to look at in this way don't contain anything underneath. It's shallow. What Peter is saying, what he is advocating, is not to be shallow. Not to be adorned in jewels and stuff so that when you don't have those jewels, what do you look like then? But your beauty doesn't come from the outside. It comes from within. That is what Peter is trying to get over. He's trying to say to you, do you know what? You are more beautiful than you could ever, ever imagine. I used to bring a word, I brought a word on this many, many times, and what I've said on each occasion is that you've got to learn to love yourself. You've got to be able to look in the mirror and say to yourself, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. Because when you look in the mirror, you should be able to see the light of Jesus shining through your eyes. When you're looking in the mirror, it is not vanity that you're looking. You're not looking at yourself thinking, gosh, I don't know if I look good looking. No, you're not looking at that at all. What you're looking at is the beauty that lies within. The wonderment that lies within, the wonderment of what God has done for you. I know many women who are so anointed. I used to go and visit two and their husbands at a healing rooms in East London. And all I ever saw in those women was the light of Jesus shining from their eyes. In actual fact, I'm going to be very honest with you. When I used to go and see them for counseling some years ago, I used to get really scared to go there. I used to be really scared to walk in. And the reason for that was that when I walked in through the doors, I knew that I wouldn't be able to hide anything. They would see it all. There was absolutely no point in trying to hide something. You know, if I went in there and I sort of said, they would say, how are you doing today, David? And I would say, oh, I'm great, thanks. And they'd say, really? Now tell me the truth. Because they knew. And most of the things I said to them, they already knew because the Lord had already told them. Such was the beauty, such was the love that shone from their eyes. And not one occasion did they ever condemn me. They convicted me many times, but there was never condemnation. Because, beloved, those two women knew who they were in Christ. They knew what God had done in their lives. And as I'm talking to you, I'm seeing them in my mind's eye right now. And I give God all the glory and all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I want to pray now in Jesus' name that for those who are listening to this message can get the message of who you are, Lord, that they can reveal themselves to you and be completely open and honest, and that your love would shine from them if that is their desire. Father, let them love themselves the way you want them to love themselves. In the name of Jesus. Father, you are so wonderful, and we give you the glory. This is Rhys Scott, and a wonderful track called Almighty God, as we go on with this message tomorrow. Almighty God.